Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the adab of speech. While eating, do not mention such things that nauseates or disgusts others. The disposition of some persons is delicate and cannot tolerate to hear the mention of disgusting things while eating. So, wherever you are, at whatever you are doing, you need to see the situation and decide what is. You can only speak those things which are suitable for that time. If somebody is eating, then he should not be speaking things which are not suitable to eat while somebody is eating, because some people will feel nauseous and you will prevent them from eating. In the presence of a sick person or his house folk, do not make such statements which will cause them grief and lose hope in life. When you're going to visit someone at his home or in hospital, in front of the sick person or in front of his family, then you shouldn't mention anything that will make them feel sad, feel saddened, or lose hope in his recovery, or whatever it may be. He should make some encouragement statements. This is the etiquette and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua we read is, لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله, that there is no need to worry. Inshallah, Allah will grant you cure. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when visiting a sick person, to give them some words of encouragement and to alleviate them of their pain and sorrow. If you have to speak privately about a person who happens to be present, do not indicate to this person by means of a sign of hand or your eye. Do not let them realize at all that you are discussing him. This will only apply if you are discussing him regarding something that is permissible, something that needs to be discussed. Otherwise, this would be ghibah, to talk ill of someone behind his back. But if there is a need to talk privately about someone and that person happens to be present, then you should be present. Then you should make sure that you are not in any way using some gestures that he might know that you are talking of him, and he will feel saddened by that. If it is something that is unlawful and haram to discuss, or if it is ghibah, then obviously that you should stay away from that and you would not be able to discuss that. On hearing news of someone's illness or death, etc., do not publicize it until you have confirmed the truth. This is something that we sometimes get caught in, especially with social media, by just forwarding messages of somebody's illness or somebody has passed away. We should first authenticate what we are posting or what we are forwarding, and make sure it is coming from something that has been confirmed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not speak much besides dhikrullah. Verily, abundant speech hardens the heart, and the one with a hard heart is furthest away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This speech, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this year applies to futile speech, things that are of no benefit. If, rather than saying something of no benefit, somebody should recite dhikrullah or some tilawat of the Quran, or just keep silent. Imam Malik rahimahullah narrates that Isa alayhi salam said, "Do not speak in abundance, for your heart will become hardened." In other words, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humility will come out of your heart by excessive speech, and in your heart will become hard, and experience confirms this fact. We continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.